Friends, our subject, inventory optimization. In chapter number 1, I explained to you the importance of this subject. And in chapter number 2, I told you what are the business pressures from everywhere to maintain high inventory just to look after our individual goals. But if we keep the higher inventory, how it cuts into our overall business objective, overall business goals, and so in spite of these pressures, we must control our inventory. And now I welcome you to chapter number 3, and in this chapter we will discuss how to control the inventory, what are the inventory control techniques, how to really face those business pressures, and what are the techniques to effectively control the inventory. So that is what we are going to discuss in this chapter number 3. So I welcome you to this chapter number 3. Maintenance of trim and agile body. For example, you people are going to gym, if you people are going for jogging, you are doing the dieting. Why are you doing all that? You want to keep your body very healthy, you want to keep your body very trim, agile, you want to look very handsome. And so, you do all these things. In case of business also, this is important, because maintenance of trim and agile body gives you many benefits in your personal life as well as in your career development. Keeping bare minimum inventory in spite of those business pressures, to run maximum operations with maximum efficiency with low inventory, with bare minimum inventory, it offers many benefits. It keeps your company very healthy, it keeps your company very effective and efficient. Financial well-being of the business unit is achieved if you keep bare minimum inventory. In the chapter number 2, I told you that various business pressures are there to keep large inventories, but that will spoil the overall performance of the company. Keeping bare minimum inventory to run maximum operations with maximum efficiency and effectiveness is required. Remember, inventory is an investment. It's a monetary investment. It's the temporary monetary investment. By temporary, it comes and it goes. It turns around. Inventory is investment. Hence, the business unit incurs opportunity cost. I have so much capital. If I invest maximum of this capital in the inventory, I have less opportunity to do any other business operations, because I have less capital. Whatever capital I had, I have put everything in the inventory. So I have that opportunity cost arising from the money held up in the inventory, tied up in the inventory, blocked in the inventory, which actually, if I would not have blocked, I could have used that money for some other business purposes efficiently. But since I have blocked 90% of my capital into inventory, I have only 10% of the capital for other uses. Consider this. We cannot block our capital in inventory. It's a current asset, but we cannot block our capital in inventory. So we have to find out what to do. It is, understand, it is an opportunity cost. It is an opportunity cost. And we must utilize our capital, not by blocking in the inventory, but for other productive uses. Larger inventories. What is the meaning of that? It means larger storage space, again more cost. Greater handling cost, again more cost. Personnel to protect them from deterioration, that means corrosion, getting rusted, getting damaged. Then people have to protect them from pilferage, theft, obsolescence. If we have too much inventory and design gets changed, the inventory becomes obsolete and we lose. Hence, steps taken to keep inventories at minimum practical levels directly add to the earnings of the business. Please understand this point very clearly. If we have more inventories, larger storage space, handling, deterioration, pilferage, obsolescence will happen. If we keep less inventories, your business unit remains very healthy, like your body is trim and agile, healthy, your business unit also remains healthy. If we keep inventories at minimum practical level, it adds to the earnings of the business unit. Then, there is one cost called as inventory carrying cost. Some people are under false impression that if the inventories are kept in the stores, there is no cost to that. However I keep it, however long I keep it in the stores, it doesn't add to cost. That is what some people have false impression. But let me tell you, to carry the inventory is a cost and it is called as inventory carrying cost or holding cost. It is a sum of cost of capital and variable cost of keeping the material on hand. Cost of capital means capital invested in purchasing the material. And variable cost, storage cost, handling cost, shrinkage cost. What is shrinkage? Losing it because of the pilferage, theft. Deterioration, that is damage, corrosion, rust and everything. Obsolescence means if there is a change in design, the inventory becomes obsolete. Then taxes are there. Insurance cost is there because larger the inventory, larger will be the inventory insurance cost. So all these inventory carrying cost, because if I put too much capital in inventory, I have to pay the interest on that. If I have bought from the bank as a loan. So much cost is there. Cost of capital is interest cost. That can be 14%, 15%, even 20%. So inventory is more, means inventory carrying cost will be more. Please understand. Cost of capital 10% to 14%. Loss, breakage 2%, 5%. Inventory management by people 1 to 2%. Depreciation 1 to 2%. Plant maintenance 1 to 2%. Disposal obsolescence 1 to 2%. And it all stock holding cost is up to 30%. 18 to 30% is the inventory carrying cost. How to calculate it? For example, salaries and wages, cost of security, taxes, interest, which goes up to 20% of the average inventory of, let us say, 6 million. Average inventory is 6 million, let us say. Cost of material handling, obsolescence and damage total, and percentage of carrying cost. As an example, I have calculated here is 29.75%. And what does it mean? It means, for example, inventory as an asset in the balance sheet. Some people say inventory is not asset, it is a liability. But okay, let us discuss this as an asset in the balance sheet. For example, in the balance sheet, I have cash, bank and liquid assets, sundry debtors, raw materials, WIP, finished goods, accruals, deferred taxes, total current assets are so much. Net fixed assets are so much. Look at total assets are 14,29,03,000. We can see that the raw materials stock cost is like 20% of the total assets. Total assets are 14. As against that, it is 285. 20%. Very high. What does it mean? I will tell you again. If the average value of the total inventory is 20% and the average annual cost to carry this inventory is, as I told you, 29.75% into 20%, because value of the inventory is 20% of the annual sales, and 29.75% of that 20% is 5.95%. We understand that the cost to the company is 5.95%, considering that profit margins are only 10%. 5.95% is the inventory carrying cost. This inventory carrying cost is very significant, unacceptably high. Understand this point, that company's total margin is 10%. And inventory carrying cost is 5.95%. Can we afford this high cost? No, we cannot. So, how do we maintain lean inventories? We have to. We have to maintain lean inventories. No doubt about it. So how? So, part one here I say optimization of customer requirements. Correct forecast. Understand the customer's requirements properly, discuss with the customer. If we can estimate our customer requirements more accurately, we can keep our safety stocks also much lower, because if your forecasts are not accurate, we have to unnecessarily keep safety stocks of finished goods, which is again a cost. We need to establish demand planning process, and by optimizing the demand planning process, we can minimize the delta between planned and actual customer requirements. We really don't know sometimes what are the customer requirements. So we have to keep higher safety stocks, and there we cut into our profits. So very good forecasting, very accurate forecasting. Forecasting errors have to be reduced by proper selection of mathematical forecasting methods. By streamlining range of goods, we can focus our demand planning process on the fewer critical products only. Demand planning in collaboration with customers. Discuss with customers. Have daily contact with the customers. It will result in more accurate forecasts. Go to the customer. Discuss with him. Many times, we do only paper planning. Instead of that, we should go in the field, discuss with salespersons, discuss with customers, give them questionnaires, all that we should do, a live, practical forecasting, forecast history, forecast accuracy, adjust history file, look at the customer's earlier demands, prepare initial forecast, consensus meeting and collaboration. According to that, revise the forecast. Review by operating committee. Finalize and communicate. And improve the accuracy of the forecast. Then, this is earlier we discussed what is the customer side. Now, supply side. We have to also optimize the whole thing from supply side also. If we don't do it, supplies will keep on coming and inventory is getting blocked up. Supply side optimization is equally important as the forecast optimization also. What wrong actions we do? We slightly overestimate the procurement lead time. The replenishment lead times of suppliers are rounded up. Little buffer is always kept. We add some leeway to the safety ranges. Safety stocks we increase. Material requirement planning we increase. In this solution, we do not improve our processes. Instead, we build stocks. Is actually what should be done? We should improve our processes. We should improve our flow. But what we do is, we don't bother about that and we build stocks, we build buffers, we build safety stocks to cover up the deficiencies of the system. Mind you, we should not cover up the deficiencies. We should improve the efficiencies of the processes. We should improve the flow from one operation to another. Supplier to the manufacturer, manufacturer to the distributor, flow should be improved, then only we maintain lean inventories. We must define safety stock for each material. Try to reduce the safety stock by improving the process efficiency, by improving the utilization of bottleneck machines. It is absolutely necessary that we find the cause of each stockout and attempt to eliminate the cause for the stockout forever. Our safety stock should only compensate for uncertainties and not the inefficiencies. Uncertainties are there. So some safety stock should be there. Everybody will understand that. Everybody will recognize that. But safety stock should only compensate for uncertainties and not inefficiencies of the processes. Safety stock should be directly proportional to the service level required. What is service level? How urgently, how right time we must use the service. On that basis, we must have our safety stocks. They should be directly proportional to the actual replenishment time. What is replenishment time? That means I have consumed some material from my shop, how much time I take for replenishment of that stock, that time, RLT, time of arrival of materials minus time of start of production process, procurement process. If actual requirements are more than the forecast, more safety stocks are required. If actual demand is always more than the forecast, more safety stocks are required. Safety stock is supposed to cover the materials shortage, uncertainty only, not process inefficiency. Then, supply side optimization is going on. We need monitoring of shipping cycle. How much time it takes for shipping? Delivery cycle, replenishment cycle, MRP process. What is MRP? Material requirement planning. That process we must optimize. Vendor capacity. Is the supplier having sufficient capacity to produce whatever our customer wants? That is also important. Supplier managed inventory. Sometimes inventory is managed by supplier only. He only keeps the stocks. The moment our information goes, immediately he shifts the stocks to our premises. He manages the inventory. We don't have to worry about the inventory. He manages the inventory. So that is better than lot sizes. What should be the lot sizes and what should be the MRP cycle? So all this we have to optimize. So shipping cycle. What is shipping cycle? Our current transport times need a second look. Can we reduce the transport time? How efficiently we can reduce the transport time? The latest communication systems, how do we improve? Must be put to use to plan and monitor material movement. It cannot be like it was happening 8 years back, 10 years back. Now we have WhatsApp is there, SMS is there, mobile is there, smartphones are there. Latest communication systems must be put to use to plan and regularly monitor the material movement so that shipping cycles are reduced. Shipping cycle time is reduced. It is very important and there must be consistency in the shipping cycle time. Then delivery cycle time also equally to improve distribution resource planning. I am going to explain to you afterwards. What is distribution resource planning? We must improve the distribution resource planning. The cross-plan delivery between production and off-premises has to be optimized. The delivery cycle times have to be reduced continuously by using the latest communication system. Then replenishment cycle. For example, I am running a medical store. I have sold today, let us say, 100 packets of Crucin. How much time I take to replenish this continuous basis, that is called as replenishment cycle time. That means make the fresh order of Crucin and get the fresh supply of Crucin. How much time do I take in this replenishment time? Reducing the replenishment lead time and monitoring them continuously. Then MRP process. Adoption of the latest software, giving exactly when I should order the material. As per the buffer stock, okay, when I should order, how much quantity I should order. Adoption of the latest software of MRP, optimizing MRP tool, clearly define areas of the responsibilities to get the material in time. Then vendor capacity, improving the vendor performance, supply performance, including the vendor's capacities in our planning. If he has a capacity bottleneck, we must continuously think of how we should improve the bottleneck. How should increase the capacity of that bottleneck? How should utilize the bottleneck properly? So that we definitely get our supplies in time. Okay? Lot sizes. The use of optimized lot sizing procedure enables the unit to reduce lot sizes and thereby inventory to be held. It increases inventory turnover and allows us to handle larger volume of transactions. Then MRP cycle, by implementing the real-time MRP. What is real-time MRP? By using the software. We know exactly what is the stock now. We know how much is the requirement of next days, and according to we automatically make the order, considering the order time when we will get the material after placing the order. What is the cycle time? So MRP cycle, by implementing the real-time MRP, we can identify the effects of changes immediately and proactively demand to them, respond to them and take corrective actions. Several software options are available for this MRP cycle. We must utilize all those options. Then part number 3 is production side. First we saw customer side, then we saw supply side. Now we will see production side. By reducing the production lead times, by reducing the standard times on every process, by reducing the setup time, by reducing the transport time between two operations. By reducing the production lead time, we can reduce buffer stock between them, between the operations. Production plans with optimum setups results in higher output, which reduce capacities, which release capacities. Increase transparency, increase flexibility of production process. We should have lean production processes. It enables us to react faster to the exceptional situations without compromising customer service levels. Customer service levels are very important. And there will be unforeseen situations. There will be exceptional situations. Understand this. And so, increase transparency and flexibility of production process. It enables us to react faster. All this, we have to do the optimization from production cycles. We must attempt to reduce buffer stocks, reduction of product variables. Then, company strategy. Inventory management must be a company strategy. It must flow from top to bottom. It should not happen that people are struggling and top management is not worried about that. Inventory optimization has to be allotted the highest priority in business with a strategic business plan. Clear inventory management responsibilities to be defined and strictly implemented. That means people cannot take their sweet time and increase the inventory. There has to be defined responsibility, strictly implemented. A centralized inventory management process by means of a software maybe has to be drawn and put in practice, and it should be monitored, it should be given topmost priority from the top management level. This process has to cover inventory held at each stage, each location in the supply chain. The inventory has to be properly held with clear responsibilities, well defined for each stakeholder, and periodic reviews of the inventory will ensure corrective actions taken in time. Understand this. Inventory management cannot be just a lower level job. It must flow from top to bottom. Periodic reviews from top management must be there. Corrective actions must be taken and fulfilled in time. Then only inventory will be a live thing in the company. Then company will get benefited. It should not be just a lower level man's personal function. It should flow from top to bottom. It is necessary as it enables tracking and tracing systems keep you informed anytime about current whereabouts. Where is the inventory? In which location it is? Is it finished goods inventory? It is WIP inventory or it is raw materials inventory? We must know. The software SAP, you may be knowing, and I will be explaining to you this software. It contains a module called SCEM, that is Supply Chain Event Manager. We must utilize this SAP software so that we definitely, seriously control the inventory. It enables us to make a real-time status request to determine where our goods are currently caught in a traffic jam. Flow is interrupted. I am giving the highest importance of this word, flow. Flow should not be interrupted anywhere. So we know, because of this SAP software, where our flow is stuck. Where is the traffic jam? And consequently, because of this traffic jam, material is not delivered in time. We know it. A real-time status we know. It also advises us if we have to send a substitute delivery via alternative route, because of the traffic jam, I have to take a decision where I have to make a substitute delivery. But customer should not suffer. Main aim is customer should not suffer. So like that we have to do. Corporate integrated objectives and goals. The objectives and goals of each function in our organization must integrate with the objectives and goals of other functions. The coordination of individual objectives and goals obviously results in higher inventory sensitivity and improved understanding of business processes. It is necessary to make each inventory producer responsible for owning the consequences of their inventory shortages and surpluses. A full-fledged inventory reporting system, MIS, has to be established. Inventory management must be everybody's job, from top to bottom. It should be regularly monitored. A full-fledged inventory reporting system has to be established. Thank you.